Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everybody. body. Amen. To the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil on MCI Ministry Radio this morning. I want to say a good morning to you. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday to you. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Being on this morning with me. Praise God. And I know that God has a blessing with our name on it. Praise God, because even with the song says, amen. After this, amen, it shall be a testimony. After this, amen, there shall be a praise. There shall be a praise. After this, amen, we're going to receive such a joy within our spirit. Amen. And after this, amen, there shall be some glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. There shall be more anointing after this, and then you will receive your power after this is all over. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. I'm going to get started this morning. Amen. I want to pray. I want to pray because I want God to have his way on this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray, and then we're going to go and see what the Lord is saying to us today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come and we ask, Lord God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit on this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the worship song this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come and we repent of our sins on today, and we ask, Father, that you'll forgive us on today, Father God. Purge us, God, even the more, Father God, of all things, Lord God, that even the things that we know about and the things that we don't know about, Father God, we ask for you to purge us, God, and create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Father God, as we get started on this morning, Lord God, we thank you for your presence, because I know that your presence is already here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I call forth your anointing, God. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The anointing, Father God, that breaks yoke, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, anything that's going on within our lives, oh Father God, you know, God, you know the deep things of what we're going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we know, Father God, that even when we are going through some things, Father God, that you are bringing forth your glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we say thank you, Father God, that you will give us grace, God, to go through whatever we need to go through, Father God. Hallelujah, God, that's going to bring you forth glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, as I open up the airways, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, yes, Holy Ghost, yes, God, and I'm Oshia, and I'm a higher, yes, God, I pray, God, that the wind of change will come, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak, God, to the north, south, east, and west, oh God, hallelujah, God. I thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, that your word is going, God, forth, God, in nations, God, in the name of Jesus, God, places that our feet had never touched, Lord God. I thank you for that right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But we bind up anything, Lord God, that's not pleasing to thy sight, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against every demonic force right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we call forth your anointing, God, yes, Holy Spirit, to lift up a standard against it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you bless each and every one that's all, yes, Holy Ghost, that's under the sound of my voice right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, give them resurrected power, God, within their spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that's dead on the inside, yes, Holy Ghost, I pray for resurrection power, God, to overtake them, undergird them, undershadow them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Now, God, I ask, Lord God, that the anointing will sit upon me, God, today, God, the anointing, Lord God, yes, God, will rest, rule, and abide upon me today, Lord God, that you will speak, God, through me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I call forth your anointing, God. I call forth wisdom, God. I call forth, God, knowledge and understanding. Lord God, illuminate the words, oh God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, illuminate the words, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we, yes, Holy Ghost, as I give them unto them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, move stuff out the way that you can have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And I say thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up, God, on on this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessing, blessing, blessings, blessings. Today I want to draw your attention. Amen. I don't even think that I'm going to get finished all of it. Praise God. I want to draw your attention. Praise God to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, the second chapter. Praise God. We know that this is the holy week of God. Amen. Praise God. This is a time, amen, of celebration of our Passover. Amen. We know that we are getting ready, amen, to go in to Easter, amen, with the resurrected power of God, amen. But this is Holy Week, a Passover celebration on this week, amen, hallelujah, where Israel, amen, is leaving captivity to freedom, amen, praise God. So I want to talk to us today, amen, that knowing that God knows exactly where you're at as well and what God is doing in the realm of the spirit, amen, praise God. So take the next step. That is my title today. Take the next step. Amen. This is your Exodus. Amen. Praise God. This is a time, amen, that God is setting us up for great things, and we have to take the next step. But I'm going to go to the word before I get all into what I'm hearing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Exodus, the second chapter, I'm going to start at verse number 4, and then I'm going to do a rewind. How about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, "And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. And the daughters of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept." He cried. Amen. Praise God. "And she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.' Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?' And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Go.' And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Take this child away, and the nurse, and nurse it for me. And I will give you thy wages,' she said. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, 'Because I drew him out of the water.'" Because Moses did not have a name. But I want to do this morning a little rewind, because I want you to know the foundation of what happened here. Let's talk about the faith first of Joseph. How he kept focused on the Lord and the Lord and the dreams he received. Even in the face of great hardship, and looking back, we can see how God blessed Joseph. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. By letting him become the second most powerful man in the world, so that he could save the Israelites from starvation. God always have a plan. Put that in your spirit. Through the encounters of his brothers coming to buy grain from him, Joseph was reunited with his family, and they moved to Egypt to be with him. And while Pharaoh was still alive, come on, somebody, the Israelites were treated as royal guests, and they multiplied exceedingly in numbers. But a change in Pharaoh, come on, somebody, there was a change. Hallelujah. How many know God has a plan? There was a change in Pharaoh, brought in the change of political. But much like that of electing a new president does today, like you know how they elect another president, amen, praise God. And with those changes, the Israelite went from being treated as royal guests to becoming slaves at the hand of a harsh slave master. And they were kept as slaves in very miserable conditions for just over 400 years. Now, could you imagine, praise God, being treated as royalty, and all of a sudden, glory to God, there comes a shift, amen, praise God, where you're coming from royalty, amen, glory to God, to now being under a taskmaster. So if you've ever been in a situation, praise God, where everything was going good, and all of a sudden, praise God, hallelujah, changes begin to take place. How many know that God has a plan even in the midst of all that? God foretold this in Genesis, the 15th chapter, amen, and verses 13 and 14. He said, "Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own." Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God is speaking, amen, to Moses, amen. He's given him some revelation of what's to come. So he lets them know that the descendants, amen, will be strangers in a country not of their own. And they will be enslaved and mistreated for 400 years. But I will punish, this is what God is saying, I will punish the nation they serve as slaves. And afterwards, they will come out with great possessions. Today, we begin a new series. I'm going to teach a little bit, amen, on this because I want to talk about us taking us through the book of Exodus, a long journey, amen, where I cannot teach it, amen, praise God, in one day. But I want to bring forth much as I can because we find that Joseph is in the beginning and he God has blessed him and he put him in a place where he become prime minister. And then God gives Moses a message and he put him in his deep sleep and it was gloomy and God began to talk to Moses. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has a major blessing. Amen. In the midst of a dark place. Praise God. Somebody shout right there. God has a major blessing even in the darkest place, in the darkest hour of our lives. Praise God. We see where the prophecy that God gave Abraham comes true exactly as it was foretold. We see how God entered into the daily lives of his people and walked with them daily, giving them step-by-step instructions on what to do next. And that's where I want to talk to us, praise God. We done got so prone and to you know, just listening to everything else, but we have to hear the voice of God. We have to listen to the Lord. We got everything blasting. We're not getting no instructions. We're not sitting quiet. We have to sit in a quiet place sometimes, amen, to get the next instruction. The Bible says, amen, praise God, that God foretold and told him, you know, what was to take place, and we're going to go and we're going to take our instructions for the Lord because why? Praise God, taking the next step. Somebody say, taking the next step. We got to take the next step. He not only led them out of captivity, but he did it with such a way as to prove that the Egyptian gods, the little G-O-D, were as nothing when compared to the God Almighty. Oh, come on, somebody. And he also made the captives, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, want to give their treasures to the Israelite as they were leaving the nations, praise God. The word Exodus, the word Exodus, this is our Exodus, amen, praise God, meaning that, praise God, hallelujah, to exit from or to depart from, amen, hallelujah. How many need to depart from some things in this book? We will see how God rescues the Hebrew nations from the captors, and we will see how he rescued Moses from the certain death several times. God always, amen, he's a protector. He is one that will guide you. He will lead you, amen, to all truth, and praise God, hallelujah. And woven into this entire story, we will see how God, in his infinite love, come on somebody, continues to show great mercy for us, even though we continue, amen, sometimes to sin. Amen, praise God. God, hallelujah, glory to God, will go against those things because he's trying to get us into a place, amen, praise God. He's telling us to take the next step, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody said, this is my Exodus, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I'm under authority of the Lord. Somebody said, I'm under authority of the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Our nature is to complain loudly. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Don't you know complaining is a sin before God? Hallelujah. He said, what's too hard for me? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, we can't complain. We complain. I had to get to a point, praise God, that I had to turn every negative thing into something positive. I won't complain. Lord God, whatever state I'm in, Lord God, let me be content. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you have a perfect plan. Yes, 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 yes. We are in our Exodus, y'all. And often about the situation we find ourselves in, we complain. Come on, somebody. But even while we are busy complaining, we choose to do nothing to get out of those situations. Why is that? Sometimes we complain, but we still sit there in the same situation, praise God. We have to do something about it, take the next step. We do that because no matter how much we might hate where we are, sometimes that is known, amen, to us always more comfortable than something that is unknown. We will stay in a comfortable place, amen, glory to God, knowing that, praise God, it is time, amen, to take the next step. I want somebody to say, take the next step, amen. Sometimes that is known to us is always more comfortable. That's known to you is always more comfortable. What's known to me most time is always more comfortable, but something we got to take the next step. We have to go into the unknown. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to get out of the boat sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We always want to be comfortable. And you know, a lot of time, praise God, you know, just even thinking about Moses and how God can shift us into another place. Praise God. I thought about even while I was studying this and how God had us in Philadelphia, and then he moved us, amen, to another place, and it seems like, praise God, is this God or is this me? But we know that God has a plan, amen, at the end of a thing, amen. He will give us instructions and let us know, praise God, hallelujah. Not all is lost, but all is gained, praise God. And sometimes we want everybody else to come with us, praise God, hallelujah, that we will feel comfortable. But sometimes God will put us in a place by ourselves, amen, praise God, to bring the glory, yes, Holy Spirit, to him, praise God, because he has to prepare you for the next thing, amen, praise God. Even though the Egyptian, praise God, hallelujah, was their taskmaster, praise God, hallelujah, the Israelite went from being honored guests, come on somebody, in Egypt in the days of Joseph, to being held in severe captivity, brutalized if they could not meet the production quotas of making bricks. And we know, praise God, because even on this week, I watched the story, praise God, but I also read, because a lot of times even a movie can have something added on to it, praise God. But they went from being royal people, amen, to being in a severe captivity, brutalized, praise God, hallelujah. And how many know that God will not keep you in the same state? God will not keep you in the same state. God set them free in the most miraculous of ways. And as soon as they're going, amen, got a little bit rough, they started griping and complaining. We wanted to go back to the slavery in Egypt. Amen. Praise God. But that's the mindset. We have to break the mindset of wanting to go back. Amen. Praise God. Into slavery. We're not knowing what's ahead of us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Slavery in Egypt. Remember, Joseph and all of his brothers and fathers had long since died by the time, remembering that 70 people had gone to Egypt to be with Joseph. Listen to me. 70 people only went with Joseph, but God let them multiply over the 400-year period and over a million. In fact, Pharaoh was faced with much the same problem as we are here in America. Come on, I want to talk to us. I want to go, amen, to talk in layman terms now that you may understand what's going on. Praise God. And I don't want to offend nobody, but I watched, amen, TV, and I see the influx and how they talk about the alien nations. Amen, praise God. One of the biggest political problems facing our nation today is how to handle all of the immigrants, what they call, in our land. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are millions, and there is no doubt that they do take a toll of some sort on both our nations and local budgets and everything and all that going on in politics and everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we just bundle them all together and kick them out? No, that's not what we do. Praise God. And I want to bring it to where you understand what was going on back then. We are a loving nation, and there is no way we can do that. So the only solution left is to find a way to incorporate them into the society and help them help themselves. Amen. But listen. But that is not how Pharaoh chose to deal with that same problem. Listen to this. Exodus 1:9-14, he says, listen what he said. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites come much too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies, fight against us, leave the country. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built two places as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they oppressed them, come on somebody, the more they multiplied and spread. See, God have a plan. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and to work them ruthlessly. Hallelujah. To oppress them. To make them even fight amongst one another. They made their lives bitter with hard labor in bricks and mortar, and with all kinds of works in the field. In all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them roughly. Now, that took care of the people who were already there. But Pharaoh went one further, and that was the plan for the Israelites who were not yet. Amen. Exodus 1:15-22 says, the king of Egypt said unto the Hebrew midwives, two of them, when you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and observe them on a delivery stool, if it's a boy, kill him. But if it's a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. See, we got to get to the point where we come to fear the Lord. Now, you take a look at what's happening here. Amen. Glory to God. Even in our society right here, amen, praise God, they want to put the men away. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The men are the foundation. Come on, somebody. We got to get this thing right. The men are the foundation. This will be the one, praise God, to take dominion and praise God, hallelujah. So God, even back then, amen, praise God, they want to kill the boys. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything wants to kill the man. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. But we got to understand, amen, praise God, we got to continue in the way that God desired. They wanted to kill the boys. But if it's a girl, let it live. Let it live. The midwives, they feared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the midwives, however, feared God and did not want the king of Egypt told what they should do. They let the boys live. King of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered, Pharaoh, Hebrew women, are the Hebrew women, not they not like the Egypt women. Come on, somebody, when God have his hands on you, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said the Hebrew women ain't like the Egypt women. They are vigorous, and they give birth before the midwives even arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became more and more numerous. Somebody say, God got a plan. Take the next step, take the next step, take the next step. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Now, praise God, hallelujah. There was two of the women, amen, the midwives who were in charge, amen, praise God, of everything. But since they feared the Lord more than they feared Pharaoh, God blessed them. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, it is a blessing in being obedient to God. Somebody says a blessing being in obedience to God. Hallelujah. God blessed them with their own families. But we read more, amen, Pharaoh was intent on getting rid of the boy children. Then Pharaoh gave the order to all his people, every boy that is born, you must throw him in the Nile, but let every girl live. Now, that's Pharaoh, praise God, hallelujah. They're getting to numbers, amen, praise God. He don't have no more control, amen. You see all the Israelites begin to multiply and multiply because anything in God begins to multiply. And we see in these passages that we see that more Israelites was oppressed, amen, and they was persecuted, the more God blessed them with growth. And that's a lot of things, amen, praise God, we get confused with, amen. A lot of times we get oppressed in some things and things come up against us. But how many know that even in the midst of persecution, in the midst of you being oppressed, God is doing something. He's growing. He's growing you. He's growing you. He's growing you. And you might not understand what God is doing. And the thing we do, we complain. But that's a sin before God. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Take the next step. Somebody say, take the next step. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. We see the same thing in the church throughout our centuries. The more it has been oppressed and persecuted. Look in the Bible. Yes, Holy Spirit. The more the church got oppressed and persecuted, amen, the more the church grew. In fact, the church has been seen as large and strong as, amen, in those times. When the church, when the things come up against the church, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. We get our strongest. We start praying more. We start lifting up the name of Jesus. Somebody say it's going to be a testimony after this. There shall be a praise after this. There shall be joy after this. There shall be glory after this. Well, yes, Holy Spirit, when you feel like you're getting oppressed and depressed, amen, don't complain. Lift the name of Jesus up because God, amen, he shall deliver. He shall deliver. Here, The baby, Moses is going, he's floating down the river, amen. There's a woman who had just given birth to a baby boy, amen, during the time when all the babies, amen, the baby boys were being killed. A woman name was Jezebel, I can't pronounce her name. Thank you, Jesus. Jezebel, come on, somebody. She could not stand to see her son killed. So she devised a way to not only save him, but to raise him to with full authority from Pharaoh's house. She made a basket of straws and made it water weight and watertight, amen, with a pitch on it and tar-like substance. And she took her time, amen, to get the instructions of what to do for this baby, amen, praise God, and took him to the river. She did not cast him out aimlessly or just float past, amen, the horizon, but she did carefully, strategically, amen, do what God has called her to do with within her heart. But she carefully put him in a grass by the river up the stream from Pharaoh's daughter, where she was sure to see him while bathing in the river. And she, the maiden, amen, when Pharaoh's daughter got the baby, she felt compassion, amen, and saw the baby crying because the baby was hungry. Now all the names, all the time, praise God, Moses' oldest sister Miriam watched her baby as he went down, praise God. Her mother planted the baby, amen, and Pharaoh's daughter picked up the baby, and she asked her if she could go and get one of the Israelite women to nurse it, and Pharaoh's daughter told Marion to do so, praise God, hallelujah. So she went and got her own mother, the real mother of the baby, and allowed her to take the baby back home with her. Come on, somebody, I want you to know this is your Exodus, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Take the next step, praise God, hallelujah. With full royalty authority, to nurse him until he was older. Somebody shout right there. And when she gave him back to Pharaoh's daughter to raise, amen, that is when the daughter named him Moses. Moses was brought up as a prince. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. And thoroughly trained in religion and culture and political ways of Egypt. Come on. My God, I give you glory. He was afforded every luxury one would expect in living in a royal family. Yet the first recorded test of his character showed that he did not have an instinct of a child of Pharaoh, but those of a child of God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. I want to talk to us today. Praise God, Hamashanda, because glory to God, glory to God. Even though Moses, amen, was in the basket, praise God, he didn't have the characteristics of Pharaoh. He had the characteristics of God, and God will cover you, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, he will protect you, praise God, at all costs. Some of you, praise God, know that your life, praise God, when you was a child, and you think back on a childhood, praise God, and how God brought you through, and how God brought you up, praise God, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, you were brought here for a reason. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. You might not understand it. You might can't perceive it. Amen, praise God. But this is your Exodus, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God is doing something, amen, in the midst of us. But how many know that God will cover your glory? Moses rode out one day where the Egyptian slave masters was overseeing an Israelite workforce. They was working. Moses saw one of the overseers severely beating a slave. Amen. Praise God. And when he saw that nobody was looking, the Bible says, amen, he killed the Egyptian and buried his body in the sand. Now, I'm not trying to tell y'all to go out there and kill nobody. Praise God. But God will take a killer. God will take an alcoholic. God will take a drug dealer. God will take one, praise God, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, and use them in a mighty way. We find that, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, Moses did, glory to God. He grew up in that house, but he still didn't have the characteristics as them. And some of you, praise God, right now don't know what you're assigned to do, don't know where you're going, but God has covered you throughout life, praise God. God. He had brought you back, praise God, over and over and over. He has given you second chance. He's given you third chance. He's given fifth chances, amen. But there is still an assignment upon your head. There was an assignment upon Moses' head, and he didn't even realize what was going on. All he knew that he was raised up in a house, praise God, amen, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. And he had to be raised the way they was raised up. He was all dressed up, looking all good, amen, praise God, with all the diamonds on, praise God, all the silver, all the gold, all the fine linen, praise God. But it was something about him that stood up, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody say, I'm somebody in God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I am somebody in God. I am in God. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. God has great things for you, 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 and you. You might not understand it, but God is going to do greatness through you. Praise God. Somebody say, halt. Glory to God. I got to get my instructions for the Lord. This is more deeper than I think it is. Praise God. I'm not here to just exist. I'm not here just to watch TV. I'm not here, praise God, just to play music. I'm not here, glory to God, just to play games. I'm not here, praise God. Hallelujah. God got a big assignment on my head that I cannot even see. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not just here, praise God. Hallelujah. To be a maid. I'm not just here, praise God, to be an overseer. But there is something that God has for you, praise God, that you cannot see in your own self. But God is preparing you for great things. And you got to understand that you're greater than what you see right now. There is a place, praise God, that God wants you to get in. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Amen. Don't you go nowhere. Don't you go nowhere. Because I want to talk to us today. God bless you. God bless you. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all
one time.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt.
my background sing. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, He wants to restore your soul. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your Exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen. Hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Glory to God. Where love is flowing. Amen. Glory to God. And he is really keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, fresh fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now,
y'all. We cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you. But what's going to happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry Radio, you may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God, and it's $Anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. Because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you. God hears you. God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Amen. Hallelujah for all things. We thank God. Amen. That this is our Exodus. Amen. Praise God. As I was reading, hallelujah, and just thinking about Moses and thinking about, you know, what he did, and Moses, how he saw one of the overseers, amen, severely beating a slave, and when he saw that nobody was looking, he killed the Egyptian and buried the body in the sand, and Pharaoh heard about it, y'all, amen, praise God, hallelujah. You know, it's always a snitch in the area, praise God, glory to God. Somebody be able to tell on you, praise God. Somebody see you, amen. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. But Pharaoh, amen, heard about this and was going to kill Moses, but Moses fled and went away in a place called Midian, y'all, praise God, where he met a man named Jethro, who was a local priest, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But Jethro eventually let Moses marry his daughter Zipporah, amen, praise God, hallelujah. He allowed that to happen. They had a son named Gershom, amen, and it was during the years that Moses stayed in Midian and that Pharaoh died, amen, hallelujah, glory, 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 that he died, y'all, hallelujah. The Pharaoh heard about and was going to kill him, but you know, Moses, he slipped away, because how many know that no matter what comes up against you, praise God, hallelujah, and God has assignment upon your head, you will escape, amen, but God will cover you, because there's a plan, there's a purpose, and that's what God is going to do within our lives, amen, praise God. Moses, the prophet, Moses, the priest, Moses was the anointed, but didn't even know who he was, y'all, praise God, hallelujah. All they knew, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, is that, you know, he was in a house, amen, praise God, and God put it within his spirit that, you know, this ain't right, praise God, hallelujah. But let me just say something. You know, when I was even watching the movie, and I know this probably not in the Bible, but glory to God, but, you know, something Zipporah said, amen, to Moses when she met him, praise God. Now, this is me talking, praise God. This is the movie talking, praise God. But when she met Moses and Moses came where she was at, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, and Moses was dirty at this time. He done been through, amen, the wilderness, praise God, the sun scorching him, nothing to eat, and he was depleted, praise God, and you can imagine how dirty he was. He didn't have no more royal clothes on no more. He had the sandals on, praise God, and tore up up clothes, amen, praise God, coming through the wilderness. But when she saw him, amen, praise God, she told him, he said, listen, I don't know who you are, praise God, glory to God, but she said, you don't walk like a normal man, you walk like a king. And I was like, whoa, my God, because even in our dirtiest and then what we look like, praise God, is what God put on us. It's the anointing. It's the anointing that the people fear in your life. It is the anointing that the people don't like. It is God all over you that it is the anointing that disturbs people's spirit on your life. Amen. Praise God. It's the anointing that keep people away from you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you see what God is doing? Sometimes you got to go back and you got to think, why nobody wants to be around me? Why nobody wants to talk to me? It's the anointing. It is the power of God. It is, praise God, God doing what he wants to do in your life. It is the Lord's doing, praise God. But when she seen him, amen, praise God, even though all the other girls was all around him, praise God, her sisters, amen, praise God, but she said, you don't act like and you don't walk like a normal man. You walk like a king. So I'm here to tell you today, the queens of God, amen, praise God, you walk like a king. I tell you, girl, my son, that you walk like a queen that God has made you to walk like. Kings, come on, men of God, you walk like the king that God put upon your head. You walk like you belong to God. You are the king's kid. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Don't let them see you sweating. Praise God, get built up in the Lord. Hallelujah. Know who you are in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, I had to get that out, y'all. Because we got to stop saying, woe is me. Walk like who God put you to be. You know, I'm just going to share a story. Amen. Praise God. I remember years ago when, right now she's Prophetess Rhonda, and she was with me on one day, praise God, and I was working, and I said, okay, I'm going, you know, the church is built up, praise God. If I'm going to go, amen, to do some outreach, praise God. So I went to the projects, amen, and I met one of the young girls, amen, that used to come into the store where I was at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she said to me, what are you doing out here? You know, in the projects. And she said, I thought you was too bougie to come to the projects. Amen. Praise God. But see, that took me for a loop, praise God, because see, God, somebody say God all over you, God all over you, even though you don't know who you are, God all over you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody could think that you are, you know, just bougie or don't want to be bothered, praise God, but let me just say something, praise God, it's how you carry yourself, amen, that annoys people. Come on, somebody, glory to God, it annoys them, hallelujah, glory to God. And I could imagine Moses, amen, praise God, the Bible, it tells us, amen, praise God, he didn't act like Pharaoh, praise God, he was all in God, and glory to God, even though he was raised up in the house, praise God. And I'm talking to you, praise God, today. They probably think that, oh, you think he better than me, praise God, you think he better than me, praise God, hallelujah. But it's the anointing, it's the power of God that rests upon you, praise God. It's the anointing, come on, it's the anointing. Somebody say it's the anointing. It is the anointing, praise God, hallelujah. Don't worry about people not liking you, praise God, hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. Get delivered from the people. Remember, I told y'all that before. Get delivered from folks, amen, praise God. They don't know your end, amen, from your beginning. Only God knows where he's taking you, praise God, hallelujah. But I want you to think more of yourself than what you're thinking of, amen, praise God. God is going to bring you out of darkness. God is going to bring you out of bondage. God is going to bring you out of lack. God is going to bring you out of poverty. God is going to bring you out of pain. God is going to bring you out of disaster. And when it's all said and done, amen, praise God, you should be crowned the way God want to crown you, praise God. You shall be crowned. My God, I give you glory. Pharaoh heard about this and was going to kill Moses. But Moses fled and went away to a place called Midian, y'all, praise God, hallelujah, where he met a man named Jethro, praise God, hallelujah. But listen, 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 Pharaoh's son probably became the next Pharaoh, praise God. He would have been considered Moses' brother when they was growing up, praise God. They might explain, you know, how Pharaoh, the son, and Moses, amen, that the book of Exodus, praise God, hallelujah. Now we've seen the rulers of the nation treated in their own influx of the foreigners, praise God, hallelujah, and how because of all the decisions to kill the baby, praise God, and the mother devised a way to keep the son alive, and praise God, and that boy was Moses, who became the writer of much of the Old Testament, praise God. We saw how he grew up to kill the Egyptian who was beating the Israelites, and because of that, he had to flee to an area, and God will allow us, amen, to go somewhere else to get built up. He will allow us to come out of a place, amen, praise God, to go to a place of preparation. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. He went out into the desert, met some people, married and raised a family, spent 40 years tending a flock and the sheep in the desert, and that brings us up to here. Moses was called by God. See, a lot of times God had to take you out of a place, put you into another place in order to train you up. The Bible says that Moses was in the desert for 40 years. 40 years, could you imagine being trained up, praise God, coming out of your royalty, coming out of that place, amen, praise God, that you think you're too good to be in, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, thinking that, glory to God, that you all roiled up in every place, and then God stripped you of everything and then retrained you, praise God, hallelujah. How many know that some of us getting retrained right now, praise God? God is blessing us, amen, praise God. In the midst of our affliction, God is blessing us. In the midst of what we're going through, God is blessing us. In the midst of darkness, God is blessing us. In the midst, sometimes we think we're in bondage, but God is blessing us. In the midst of our glory to God, in our lack, God is blessing us. In the midst of our poverty, God is blessing us. In the midst of our pain and disappointment and distress, amen, God is blessing us. In the midst of it all, this is your exodus, amen, praise God. God is going to bless you. God is going to move and, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in a way that you think not, praise God, hallelujah. Come on, give God the glory. Yes, this is our exodus, amen, praise God. He didn't know that he was going to be a prophet. He didn't know that he was going to be a priest. He didn't know that he was going to be so anointed, amen, to lead the people out. And remember the Bible says, amen, they began to multiply, amen, praise God. It was 70 people that came, amen, praise God, where they was at. But in the midst of all that, God said, y'all going to multiply, y'all going to multiply, y'all going to multiply. In your lack, you're going to multiply, multiply, multiply. Come on, somebody. I give God the glory today. Hallelujah. With that being said, I got to stop right here, y'all. I got some more to talk about, but I got to do part two on this one. I can't rush to do this one because God want to talk to us. Come on, somebody say, this is my exodus, amen, in the midst of all the darkness that's going on, in all the midst of the sickness that's going on, in all the death that's going on. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is doing something supernatural in the midst of a global reset. And yes, this is our exodus. Make sure, praise God, that you take the time to reevaluate. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, take the time to get in some quiet place to hear what God says next. This is your exodus. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get into a place of familiarity, wanting to stay in a place that only temporary. Yes, Holy Ghost, because there is a place that God has for you, amen, that is your destiny place, amen, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, know that God is God, God is God, somebody say God is God, hallelujah, this is Holy Week, this is a promise celebration, this is Passover, amen, praise God, the Israelites are leaving captivity, they are getting ready to go to freedom, and I'm going to do part two on next week, don't y'all miss next week, praise God, set your clock, amen, because there is a blessing coming to the end of this story. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might not be how I want to teach it, but it's how the Holy Ghost is teaching it. Praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So today, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Praise God, MCI Ministry Radio. I pray, amen, that this radio station has been a blessing to you. I pray that, praise God, Pastor Keeping It Real has been a blessing to you. And surely you have been a blessing to me. Praise God. And I bless God for you, you, and you. Don't forget to give somebody else the phone number. Tell them to join us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God never had a long ranger. Come on, somebody. There's always someone, praise God, to deliver the word. The word has to go to the nations, meaning that he can use you, amen, to evangelize. Stop keeping it to yourself. Tell somebody else. It's not just about you. It's about everybody trying to do the work of the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of God work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get somebody the phone number. Share the word with somebody else. Amen. If you have been blessed, amen. Praise God. So we thank you. Praise God. On this day. So I want to pray out, y'all. Hallelujah. I want to pray out. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare, amen, a speedily breakthrough over, amen, everyone's finances and all their possessions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that everything due, God, yes, Holy Spirit, due to them, God, yes, God, will come, God, in accelerated speed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare success is our portion on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. God, I decree and declare that all our projects, God, whatever I put my hands to do, God, whatever they put their hands to do, God, will multiply and increase in the name of Jesus, God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare, God, that spiritually and physically, God, we will be alert and watchful, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. God, I decree and declare that God, I declare and decree that all our brokenness, God, will be healed, and all of our shattered dreams, God, will be restored and resurrected, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will give us wild moments, God, the moments, Lord God, of Because God, wow, that God, that you have done something memorable, the memorable moments, God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, God, things that we will remember for the rest of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare that God will bless us, God, to bless our minds, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, to bring forth creativity, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that for us, God, today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare, God, that all our resources, God, that the enemy has stolen, God, will be restored, God, even better, God, sevenfold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare, God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, that our portion of prosperity will increase, God, from this day forward, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I have everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will do a miraculous miracle in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, I thank you, Lord, I praise you, I glorify you, God, now I lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Glory to God, glory to God. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. Enjoy the song. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Until next time, God bless you all.
My Redeemer has saved me from sin. My soul is awakened at Him, free from what hell.
Okay.
Free from
so raise your hand if you want to be free.
Free.
But the devil, he works. but I know a man named Jesus. He is the living word. There's power in Jesus. There's healing in Jesus. Woman, you can be healed. You can be healed. You can be set free. You don't gotta be an alcoholic like mama or daddy was. You don't gotta be a crackhead. I come against every generational curse in the name of Jesus. Be free. I speak freedom in the atmosphere. You can see. You can see yourself reaching your best ability, your best potential. You can see yourself breaking the curse and birthing something new in your bloodline. Anybody want to be free? Lift your hands and show the devil that you are free. This is our sign of surrendering to you, oh God. We want to be free from homosexuality. We don't want to be like this, oh God. We don't want to have the lustful desire. We want to be free from fornication. We want to be free from suicidal thoughts. We want to be free. I cry out for every individual that's in this room. We want to be free, oh God. You show yourself in this room, I believe. I believe the God that I read about every day, the God that I pray to, the God that I sing about. He can break chains in his spiritual realm. And God, I say yes, you have your way. God, we welcome you in this place. We want to be free. We want to be more like you. We want to be more like you. We don't want to be the same old vessel. God, we want to smell good in your presence. Uncle Charles said, we want to smell good in your presence. God, we don't want you to push us away. We don't want the deaf ear, but we want more of you. Come on, lift your hands if you want more of God. You are the God Almighty. I believe him to be a miracle worker. He's awesome. He's good. You're so good that we can't even describe it. There's no way to explain it.